We are learning with Sechtes Pesachim, Daf Mem Amabez, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Ahu Arba de Chiti, there was a ship of Chitim, a whole shipment of wheat, the Tava Bechishsa. It drowned in the Nahar, in the river called Chishsa, and they salvaged everything, but the problem was the Chitim got wet. Shar Yeravel is Wudin Lachrim. Rava said, you know what, there's a Shiloh Chometz here, don't sell it to the Eden, sell it to the Goyim. That was a story, the first version of the story. That was a story he sold to the guy. Esve Rabba Bar Levoyi Le Rava, Rabba Levoyi Le Kasha Rava. How can you do that? How can you sell these chitim to the guy? We have a halacha that begat of a boy kalayim. You have a begat that had a kalayim got in. Let's say it was a wool begat and some linen got mixed in, but you can't find it. You don't know where it is. So what do you want to do? I can rip up the whole begat now. So you say, you know what? I'll just sell it to a guy. The halacha is you cannot sell it to a guy. Why not? Because the guy might then take it ahead and sell it to Eid, and he's in land we're in Kalayim. So begach of my Kalayim raised Liam Kuran Lanachi. Now I'll sell it to a guy. Another Allah, Liyasa by Mardas Khamar. You should not use Kalayim to make a saddle for Khamar. And Taisus handles that even though for some reason it's not Kalayim to sit on this saddle, still you shouldn't make it into the saddle. Why? Because you might cut off a piece where you need a patch for your clothing and you'll come out to wear Kalayim. You can make tachrichin lemeis out of kalayim. What's the pshat? Because a meis is not chayv a mitzvah, so a meis is a lot of weird kalayim. Ah, you might cut off a piece for a patch. No, a meis is osav hana. Things osav hana, so you're not going to come do that. Anything a meis wears is osav hana, so no chash. But you can't sell it to a goy or make a mardas. So lenochi my time loy. Why can't you sell it to a goy? Lav mishum dehodam v'zavon liyisrael. So here also, why can't you sell it to God? Because you might sell it to Yid. Here also, how do you sell this chitim? He sold this big shipment of chitim to the guy. What's he going to do now? He's going to make a special sale in Costco and sell it to the Yid. And there's going to be a problem over here. You're going to have a problem. You have chitim that got wet. Hodom Rava. You're right. So don't sell it to the guy. L'zavnu kaba kaba Yisrael. Sell a small amount to Yisrael. It was before Pesach. And therefore, they'll finish it up before Pesach. In order to get finished before Pesach. So what's the word in this Gemara? That you have your chitim that fell into the water. The halacha is you can't sell it to Goy, you can't sell it to Eid. What's the problem, Frank the Rosh and the Ran? What is the problem? The Gemara said before, it depends. You check it out. If it's cracked, then it's Oster. If it's not cracked, it's Mutter. So first of all, you have a way to check it. You can sell it to Goy. What? What? So, yeah, but same thing with chitim. You're right, you're tiny good. It's soaking. Very good. You're tiny, very good. What? It's sitting in it. It's sitting in it. They're going to retire. So, yeah. Very good. So Zokta, the Rosh. The Rosh of the Moshe's Tarot. So, Hixarang Ephraim, my eyes feel like a chiti, very linus baku, with tears, lacisa, the ostic bahu, bechiti, loy ostic chimets, achinus baku. Avahana chiti, the Sairi, keeping the menach naichi, also the chimer. So the first thing, the Rosh is like simple teretz. That teretz is, it's just sitting over here. There it's saying, lasisa the osik be bechiti lo as the chimer tashas bako. V'hana chiti the shi, keeping the menach naichi. Since it says it's sitting in the water, so then it's gonna be worse. If it's sitting in the water for a long time, then even if it doesn't get cracked, it's a worse. That's the thing, but the Ran says like Moshe's Teretz. Hold on, forget about him. It's back. Moshe the Chitin and new. The Chitin loy boya bekuah. Chitim is different. So one Teretz, the Ran says the Chitin and Chitim, and the Rosh of the Teretz says if it's sitting in the water, not sitting in the water. That's the truth of the Rishonim. We have to speak out. The Rishonim over here, they have this kasha. So the Mar Avayta, Tana Rabbanon, Ein Moil Lemesakder bePesach. Moil Lemesakder. We had a little bit of this idea yesterday. Moil Lemesakder means when you make these days it happens when you make, let's say, a vegetable soup. Some people put in a little flour so it should get a little thicker. You put a little kamach into the tafshil to make it a little thicker. It's something people do. You do those days, whatever they made a tafshil. They want to give it a little thickness. They put it, or maybe make it a little more filling. They put in a little kamach into it. We now do that on Pesach. Why? Because you put kamach into water, it might come chametz. So ein moil lemesakder pesach. Well, right to shiyim lo. If you want to do this, there's an etza. Noisin is a kamach. First, put in a little kamach. Ach noisin is a chametz. After, you put in a little vinegar. The vinegar will stop the flour from becoming chametz. The yeshayimrim that even if you put the vinegar first, it helps. Ach noisin is a chametz. So ach noisin is a kamach. You put the vinegar in the soup first, and then put the chametz. That will work. What's the shaila? Because if you put the vinegar in first, maybe the soup neutralizes the chametz, the vinegar. It'll neutralize it, make it not so strong, so maybe it won't work. And that's you have to put in the chaimin straight onto the flour afterwards. That's the shaila. Two stardom. Either you have to put, it says, noisir as a kemach as a chaimitz, but yes, oimrim, af noisir chaimitz, akha noisir as a kemach. Some say you could put the chaimitz in first. Man yes, oimrim. Who's the yes, oimrim? Omrav chista Rabbi Yehudi. It's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda that we know from Masechta Shabbos. The Tanan, we looked at Masechta Shabbos. This is not talking about Pesach Masechta Shabbos, talking about Hilchas Shabbos. We know in Hilchas Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Also to cook on Shabbos. Now what cooks? For sure Allah Eish cooks. For sure a Kli Rishon cooks. Or Iru Kli Rishon is Machlokes Rishonim. Kli Sheni doesn't cook. So zogt the Mishnah. This is a ilfis vak there is a havir merusachim. You took a pat or a big plate off a fire. Lo yitein l'seichet tavlin. Don't stick into your soup any spices. You took off your chicken soup right off the fire. Added a Kli Rishon. It's in a Kli Rishon stall. You now let put in black pepper in there. Aval noisin l'seich ka'ara or l'seich tamchi. But if it's in a plate already, then you're allowed to put in spices into the soup. Don't take this halacha l'maisa, just as the halacha of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Eimer, l'kol noisin, you're right, klisheni is mutter, but chutz medavish bechaymetz, it's a shalom in the Gemara in Shabbos, how I learned what it means l'kol noisin, but Rashi learns here means klisheni. You see, let it put in the klisheni, you're right, but if it has a chaymetz or tzir, chutz medavish bechaymetz or tzir, that you cannot put, chaymetz is vinegar and tzir is fish juice, if that's in the klisheni, you can't put in any spices. Why? Because that cooks, it makes it cook better, the chaimitz. The chaimitz makes it cook better. So what do you see? You see that chaimitz has a power to mevashel even when it's mixed up in something already. Even if it's a besayf. So that's very gushmak. It's like Rav Yehuda. You see, it's mevashel even if it's there first. So here also, when I put the kemach into the soup that has chaimitz in it, it'll neutralize the kemach even though it's there first. Just like we find by Bishel, if the food has chaimitz, it'll cook it. This way also, it'll stop it from coming chametz. So it's saying, that Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. So I have another Tana, who this could be like. The Nukum Karav Yaisi, the Tanan, or Tanya, we learned before, we learned this today's blot on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, Shoyram v'chametz, chametz is awesome. That if you want to stop flour from coming chametz, you soak it in chametz, you soak it in vinegar. So the Gemara, no, that's not Rabbi Yaisi here, because Kish Ishmina Rabbi Yaisi, when's Rabbi Yaisi say that? Tana Mila de Isabena, only if it's bad. Only if it's not mixed up. I mean, the taruva is here, it's mixed in the soup, loy. So don't tell me, don't bring a raya for that. But Ula Omar, Ula says, Echadze ve'echadze also. Saif the chayim is there first, saif the chayim afterwards. There's no eitzah. Do not put flour into your soup. Mishum, why? Mishum leich leich amrina nazira schar schar le karmel sikra. We tell a nazir, when you get to a vineyard, you know, if a nazir eats a grape, he's chayiv, it's a issa. It's a lav, it's chayiv malchus. So don't even get near the vineyard. Don't walk through the vineyard, don't eat. Don't get near the vineyard. Walk around the vineyard. You tell Lech Lech Amin Nazira, you tell a Nazir, go, schar, schar, surround the Carmel Sikra. Don't get near the vineyard. So here also, don't put flour into your soup. It makes up problems. Just don't get near it. Don't put flour into your soup. Rav Papa, Shari Lei, Le Bordiki de Beresh Kulusa. Rav Papa allowed the bakers of the Reish Kulusa, Le Mimcha Kedera B'chassisi, to put into the Kedera, Chassisi, Rashi learns, Kimcha Davshuna, dried kernels can't become chametz, unless there's something left inside, it's not dried. So he allowed them to put the dried kernels into the soup. Why? Because it's dried already. Omar Rava, Ike the Shari Kahai Milsa, Beduchta Shichi Avdi. Do any Gedolim let this in a place where there's Avadim who might then think you're allowed to put in any flour? They don't know the difference between the roast of kernels, not roasted kernels. You should not allow us in Reish Kulusa. That's one version. Yikadamri Rava Gufa Machle Kedur Chisa. Rava used to do it himself. He used to do this himself in his house, put in the roasted kernels. Now, Taisus has a kasha. If you remember Gemara, Alamat Tessa Abayz, the bottom line, the last Gemara Alamat Tessa Abayz that we learned yesterday's black, said, Lelimchu inish kdera vekim chadav shina. Dibble basal shav, the Gemara says, you should not put in kernels into your soup. Why? Maishi, because maybe it's not roasted well, and it's inside is not roasted. And there it says it's usr, and here it says it's mutter, only because may avadim. So what's going on? So Taisus asks this question at the bottom of this Amid, right here. Taisus asks, Pirsha kuntus tekim chadav shina, vekasha dalahel asarinon, velekam on the pollock. No one argues. Nila read that this sugya bechassisi is talking about kemach shal dash, talking about lentil flour that doesn't come de chimutz. Stick a pellet, it's just a dash. What?
What's wrong with
right, what's wrong with avodah? I guess they're going to get mixed up with wheat. You get mixed up with wheat. Then you want to come talk to when you come to Amaratzim, then people make mistakes. That's the way it is. So therefore, you have to be more careful when it comes to amaratzim to do that. And Matayis is masvei even adashim, which is lentils, not one of the chamishes minim, would be a shayla of chametz. But anyway, the Taisus argues and Rashi is talking something else. We're not talking about roasted kernels. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. New Mishnah. Ain noistin kemach l'soy charoises or l'soy chardel. Charoises is not what we call charoises, which eat by the Seder. Charoises is a type of dip they used to make. It had chaymitz in it, it had vinegar in it, and used to dip their meat into this dip. They had flour and vinegar. It was yum stuff, the charoises. And also chardel, also we know that is mustard. So you can't put kemach and charoises and chardel on Pesach. V'im nasan, if you did that, yoichal miyad. You should eat it right away. Eat it right away. Why? Because it's a rekam chametz. V'rameyer oiser. V'rameyer holds it's aser. And it's two pshatim and shonim why it's aser. Either because he holds that it becomes chametz miyad, it's too late, you can't eat it, it became chametz already. Or he's scared that if you let him eat it, you might let it sit around, because these type of dips sit around for a while. They have the, you know, the usual sits around. It's going to become chametz. Therefore, he says, also, throw it away. Like kuta type of idea, yeah. Kutach is made out of challah, spoiled bread. That's why kutach is chametz. His is adding flour. It's not mamash chametz. It might become chametz. Eim avashlam is a Pesach. Not a locha. Different locha. Carbon Pesach. You're not allowed to cook carbon Pesach. It's a lav in the Torah. Al toichlo menu no avos vushel. Now they eat it cooked, I should say. Not the cook it itself, now they eat it cooked. Al toichlo menu no avos vushel mayim. What about if you cook it in wine? You know, a lot of people make meat and wine. Cook it in wine, is that fine? Zok the Mishnah, no. Eim av shilom is a pasach le mashkin, v'lei mei peris. You can't use any mashkin, any mei peris, you're not allowed to cook it in it. Aval sochin amatvilim behem. You're allowed to smear the Karim Pesach with some mashkin, and you also allowed to dip it into different mashkin. And the Rishash says, you allowed to dip it into charoises or chardel either. That's what it's doing in our Mishnah. And the Chiddush is that don't think that the time is getting lost of the Karim Pesach. You allowed to dip it into these things. Another halacha. When a baker does work in his bakery, his hands get doughy. So he has a little bucket of water. He keeps sticking his hand in to get clean. You should not use that water because it might become chametz. You got to spill it out. You got to spill out that water because all that flour in it becomes chametz. Zok to Gemara, Omer Rav Kana. So we have here a halacha over here. Ein noistin kemach l'soy charoises or l'soy chardel. That's the ratio the Mishnah says. You can't put kemach, kemach flour, add flour to your dip called charoises or your mustard. Omer Rav Kana, machlekes l'soy chardel. Does machlekes say what should you do if you did it? Tanakam says yoichal miyad. Rameya says, no, it's aser. Because let's say we learn Pshat, it becomes chametz miyad. So Rav Kana says, the whole machlekes is chardel. I will say charoises, divra kol yisarav miyad. By charoises, even the Rabbanon will agree that by charoises, right away, it becomes chametz. Rasha's chardel is very strong, it doesn't let it become chametz right away, but charoises becomes chametz right away. Taina Machir, you have Taina the Brice like that also. Don't put kemach into charoises. Don't put flour into charoises. No sign yisarav miyad. Right away you burn it. Then there's a machlekes. So here we have a machlekes here, the chacham and Rav Meir, and we are saying the whole machlekes is only by chardel. But by charoises, they recall yisarav miyad. I think Gemara is going to go ahead and have a kasha on that, but we'll have to continue that on tomorrow's shir, because we're running out of time.